Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report and podcast and radio program. We do all three of these. Today we will spend some time talking actually with our Teacher of the Year. And my very special guest on the program is the Bethel Middle School and Haywood County Schools Teacher of the Year, Amy Harrington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Scott. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you being on the podcast today. One of the things that regular listeners will know is that when someone is on for the first time, we often give them an opportunity to just tell people a little bit about themselves. So if you'd do that.
Okay. Well, I've only been in the Bethel area for about 3 years, and I absolutely love it. I grew up in Mississippi and went to school at Mississippi State. I got my bachelor's and master's degrees in education there. I actually worked at a wildlife refuge and education center for my first couple of years of teaching, which was a great way to start. I learned a lot of leadership skills there and just had a great time. Then I moved up to North Carolina. During college, I'd worked at a summer camp in Hendersonville, fell in love with the mountains, moved to Burke County after a year of teaching at that wildlife refuge in Mississippi, and taught 8th grade science for 10 years there, also taught a year of high school, AP Environmental and Earth Science, and then have been here at Bethel since then. Like I said, this is I taught one semester at the alternative school in Jackson County before coming on at Bethel after one of the best science teachers for a while retired, David Savage, and took his position about mid-year, and this is now my third year at Bethel. I love North Carolina, especially this area. I love the outdoors. You can often find me hiking, out biking, doing anything in the outdoors on the weekends, and this is just the perfect area for it.
Yeah, it'll be hard to leave. I was a former principal in this community, and I can just tell you, you may not leave.
Well, that's fine, yeah, because I love it.
It's a great place. So talk to us a little bit about the influences you had to become a teacher.
Okay. Truly, I was always one of those kids who was playing school when I was growing up. My friends can attest to that. I would probably, you know, sit them and all of my dolls through plenty of lessons as I grew up, and even students I babysat did the same thing. But I'd say probably the most influential was a teacher that I had in 4th through 6th grade. She taught science and a little bit of social studies. Her name was Belinda Matlock, and she was just one of those teachers that had kids involved all the time. She had a little motto that she said, "Field trips is my life." We made her t-shirts with that on it, but she took us on field trips to the Mississippi Gulf Coast each year to get out and study science out in the real world. She also had 3 slogans that were always posted on her wall. She printed us pencils with them, and they were, "I like myself, I can think for myself, and there's no problem so great it can't be solved." And she just taught us at an early age that we could think for ourselves, and encouraged us to do that through hands-on projects. We performed a circus and, you know, made all the posters and got out of our comfort zone doing that. And she just always challenged us. And so I think I've always kind of looked up to her. I've always been a people person, and it was just something I really always thought I would enjoy, and I do. Being in science, it gives me that chance to be hands-on, kind of like she was, and I just was influenced probably mainly by her.
You've mentioned being hands-on and the things that she did. Tell us just a little bit about your teaching style.
That's a lot of it. I like students to be able to be involved and to make their own questions about what they're learning about. I think that students, especially middle schoolers, have a natural inquiring, curious mind, and I think it's up to us to try to meet them where they are. A lot of them are probably more advanced with technology than I am, and I think it's important for us as teachers to try to figure out what they like. My classes are usually, they're kind of chopped up throughout each day. You know, we may spend 20 minutes doing one thing and then move on. I do a lot of labs. Obviously, science kind of lends itself to that. But a lot of group work, partner projects, a lot of interactive. I've tried to really, in the past few years, add in, there's programs like Quizlet.com where they can take quizzes online and then get instant results. That helps them to just have that instant feedback. And I mean, I just encourage them to ask those questions, not be afraid to make mistakes. I think that's something that students, sometimes they want you to just give them a direct answer, to maybe say, this is how you should do it, this is what it needs to look like. And I want them to realize that's something they're not always going to be given, and they have to
come up with that. A lot of hands-on conceptual understanding.
Yes.
Just really understanding how things work rather than reading about.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to tell them everything. Right. I want them to sort of discover it for themselves. That usually helps them to remember it a little bit better.
It does. Well, you were elected by your peers, and that's always an honor. What did that feel like?
It was a great honor. I'm still surprised, especially only being at Bethel for, this is now my third year, and there are some excellent teachers here. I know some of them have served as the Haywood County Schools Teachers of the Year in the past.
And truly, even regional teachers.
Yes,
of the year.
They were. Yeah, there are a couple of regional. And so I think that makes it even more of an honor to know that they thought highly of me and welcomed me coming in only a couple of years ago to vote. You know, to vote on me for that honor. I think any of the teachers here could fill those same shoes. I mean, there are some great teachers at Bethel Middle School.
Probably could, and a lot of people don't really know or understand how well Bethel performs. All three of our middle schools are in the top quartile, 25% in the state, but Bethel's in the top 15%, you know,
right,
outperforming hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other middle schools, 6-8 schools in the state. And you've talked about Bethel a little bit already. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the school?
It's just a wonderful little small school. It's such a nice community, a lot of parental support. I truly almost never have discipline problems. I have reasonably small classes. The kids here, it's like they're itching to get more involved and do extra clubs and extracurricular activities. And they're just all around great kids. I call them kids because I always call my students my kids. But they're just, it's a fabulous community. I love it out here.
It is a great community. Having worked here before, and I interviewed Noah Heatherly about Kids in the Creek.
Yes.
And he smiled, I think, just like you are the whole time I talked to him. You know, he just really enjoys it. Well, now you move on, right?
Yes.
You've got the regional teacher of the year procedures that you go to. I hate almost to call it a competition because there will be lots of really good teachers in that. And then there's eventually a state teacher of the year. And one of the things we talked about ending the program with is, you know, what you would say to folks, or what your message might be or advice might be if you became the regional teacher of the year or the state teacher of the year.
I actually just finished up a little paper for my regional process, and the note that I wrote, or the little slogan that I thought would be my message, was explore and inspire, both for teachers to keep exploring and finding out new methods, keep challenging themselves, and then for them to inspire their students and for their students to go on and inspire others after that, whether it be in a certain subject or just in life, really. I think those are some important things to remember.
Well, that's a great message, and we'll wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte.
As you do the regional and state stuff, I appreciate you being on the program.
I appreciate it.
And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. And as always, I want to encourage everyone to have a safe day and a great day.